Joe, good evening.
What's up, John?
Hey, we're just broadcasting here. We've got a nice group of people in the YouTube chat. We've got in a Facebook chat. We've got a lot of people in there watching the show. So yeah, we're having a great evening tonight.
Awesome.
And we're here to talk about some sales and marketing tips for those who are wanting to get and improve that area, but yet not break the bank.
I gotcha.
And as the guy who just recently released a DVD talking about that, I figured you were the man to talk about this.
I do. That is true. I did finally put all of my thoughts on DVD and get that out to a lot of you guys already. Probably, you know, well into the almost 150, 200 copies sold. And every couple of days, I get two or three more orders, literally from all over the United States and the world. I've sent them to Canada. I've sent them to the UK. I've sent Australia, New Zealand. So they've you know, those are probably not even reached the hands of the owners yet.
Yeah. Well, let's spoil it all. Let's tell them how it ends.
I'll give them some tidbits. I'll give them some nuggets from it tonight for sure. No problem.
For those of you who are interested to check that out, there's a link down in the description below in the YouTube video. It's not on the Facebook, unfortunately. Sorry about that. But it's on the YouTube video. You can go to discjockeynews.com/live. That will take you to the video, YouTube video, and then you guys can check that link out and such about that. So sure. Cool. So
tips. DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool. The LD Systems Curve 500 is the world's first truly portable array system. With 2,400 watts of peak power and a 120-degree array, the Curve 500 is the ideal solution for DJs who care about their sound and presentation. Quality Kids Entertainment is sought after by parents and daycare centers everywhere. Bubble parties can easily be added to your existing services as a wonderful and unique event. Mention you saw this ad and get 10% off our special offer if you sign up before April 30th. So contact Bubble Parties today before this offer gets away. The PV Dark Manor Series power enclosures deliver best-in-class performance with custom settings for specific environments. The Dark Matter enclosures produce crystal clear, professional audio. PV Electronics, perfection in music and audio. Learn how to make money while you sleep with automated email marketing for your event or business. Get access to the training for free by going to profit911.biz/DJN. Profit 911, more customers, more cash, less stress.
Tips for getting into that world. What do you have for us to start us off with, Joe?
Yeah, no problem. So on the video, I kind of broke it down into several different sections, and one being traditional marketing, the other being digital marketing or new age marketing, if you will. Got into social media and even a couple of other things. So I just, you know, for the point of our conversation tonight, I did want to touch on a few of these things. You know, when you and I spoke earlier, you were saying, you know, maybe make a list or talk a little bit about some things that you can do without breaking the bank versus, you know, like our website. You know, a custom website is going to cost several thousands of dollars.
For sure.
Even your featured and spotlight listings on things like The Knot and Wedding Wire. I mean, that's going to hit you over the head monthly. So listen, love them. I do them, but I'm just saying. And even we know the bridal shows, you know, to have a 10 by 20 booth or a 10 by 10 booth at these things once a quarter. I mean, here it's probably $800 to $1,500 each time. I mean, then you got to build something. And so I wanted to touch on things that you can do to not, like you said, break the bank or not hurt your wallet so hard so much. And I think one of the things that's most often overlooked and is for us is the e-newsletter. So that would be my number one tip is to send out an e-newsletter. And for us, we try and do it on the first of every month. We've gotten pretty consistent and pretty good about doing that. We write it in WordPress and then we send it using MailChimp.
Okay.
So look into MailChimp.com. You can get some really In fact, I think it's free up until you get to a certain number of users or a certain number of people you're sending it to.
Right.
You can even design it within MailChimp, so you don't even have to have somebody professionally design it. You're able to match, I'm big on branding and consistency of branding. So if your logo is like mine and it's yellow and black, then you can make the newsletter look yellow and black and lay photos in it, lay your logo in it, and really do a nice professional e-newsletter every month for not a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
With us, it goes to about four or five different groups. So, of course, we send it to all my guys. We send it to a huge, probably 400 or 500 different vendors that we've worked with. So this is everybody from wedding planners to caterers to venues, anybody basically we've come across. I usually try and get my guys to collect cards from these people,
right,
and then I add them to that list.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes to past and future clients. It also goes to a segment of DJs that have told me, hey, we'd like to be on your, we'd just like to see what you do every month. And I'm more than happy to share that with you guys and to send it to you. And then, and that's pretty much it. I mean, we have gotten kind of out of the bridal show business. The return on investment wasn't there for us. And we became, out of 12 DJs in these bridal shows, we would always be the most expensive. And I just felt like our stuff was getting tossed. We weren't there to negotiate and be, pounded on and to match prices. We were there to get top dollar and be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that kind of party anymore. But when we did do them, we would get a lead list from those. And of course that group would also get the e-newsletter.
Yeah.
So those are the groups that got it.
Nice. Nice.
So I highly recommend it. Just touching real quick on coming from a non-writer, yet I write for your magazine. But you and I know the secret to that. Don't tell me. I do write the article. That's not the secret. I do write the article. But coming from somebody that, even like tonight, so tonight being Monday is the night that I try and write the blog from this past weekend, just so mm-hmm. it's still fresh in my memory and I can get it up online and pull a few pictures off my phone. But coming from somebody that's not doesn't come from a writing background or an English major or anything like that, it's nice to have like a format or a template. So we always start the email with just a one paragraph letter from me. The second paragraph is usually the DJ of the month from the previous month, that got the best reviews or got the most accolades.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third and fourth paragraphs are usually something that we're working on. Like it may be a new video and we'll kind of give a behind the scenes teaser. It may be if we do some kind of a private showcase or a bridal show where people can come see us. But that's about it. I mean, the attention span of most people is very short. We keep it, four paragraphs, maybe five if we've got a lot of information to push out. And that's about it. I think you keep it short and sweet. You want people to read it. And that's the beauty of MailChimp as well. It actually lets you see who opened it, who read it, if you put links in it, who clicked through. It's a really nice, nice program.
Yeah, for sure. Nice.
All right.
So that was number one.
That's number one. So so that's kind of more in the digital marketing mm-hmm. realm. I would take this other one to be more analog, more old school, but it still works for us. There's a huge benefit still to direct mail. And I know it's old school, but think about it. And we use it in a few different ways. One, we send out just a simple 4x6 postcard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that 4x6 postcard, I usually order them from somewhere like clubflyers.com.
Okay.
I found that they're cheap, they're quick turnaround, the shipping doesn't cost a lot. I usually get my graphics person that I'm always happy to recommend to people. She's local. She's a free free agent. She doesn't have this corporate job that where she has to come home and work on my stuff. She just literally works for different DJs and different people around town doing graphics.
Right.
So she designs something for me, 4x6 postcard. I'll usually order 500 to 1,000, depending on who I'm sending them to. And these would be for things like, again, maybe to, if we had done a bridal show and I wanted to follow up with a mailing, and maybe on that postcard we offered, I don't know, $50 off of dance floor lighting, or $50 off up lighting, or something like that. So it could be almost like a coupon code, mm-hmm. or a coupon mailing. But we also use them for, like we did a Black Friday sale this year. We used them for that. We also use those 4x6 postcards instead of doing like really expensive Christmas cards to send out to all our favorite vendors. We use those cards.
Sure.
And I'll be honest with you, it's a I think it's kind of a lost art or lost form of communication for you to actually go to the mailbox and get a piece of mail these days, unless it's a bill.
It's a bill. Yep. That's about the extent of it. Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. And to be honest with you, you've got a lot of different options now. We have a direct mail house right around the corner from my office that will literally, if I take a list and I compile a list of maybe maybe leads that I haven't booked and I want to send a mailing to them, all I do is send them the Excel file and make sure that, you know, once I get the design right, that I leave the proper size square rectangle that they want.
Yep.
I put their bulk mail permit number right up in the upper right corner. So it's usually says something like North Carolina bulk mail permit 347 or something like that. Yeah. And then once it gets to a certain number, they can send them out for cheaper than you can. So look into a bulk mail house. And one other kind of tip I'll just touch briefly on in terms of direct mail is also using mail, the U.S. mail, to send out birthday cards. I don't remember the last time, other than from my mother, I got an actual in-the-mail birthday card. Now, thousands of people will get on my Facebook wall and tell me, happy birthday. But for me to go out, walk to the mailbox, and take out a birthday card is pretty rare.
It is.
And I still try and do it. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of vendors on there. I have a lot of my family on there, a lot of my friends, all my DJs. I still feel like there's value in sending out a birthday card. And it's not expensive marketing.
No, not a bit. But it is a rarity. You just don't see it.
It's right. You don't see it a lot. All right, so that would be my number two.
Yeah, number two. What do you got for that?
The next one I would say would be I more came up with it just kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk with you tonight about, John. Mm-hmm. Not so much talked about in the DVD, but I just wrote down pinging leads. And basically what I mean by that is just following up with leads that have come in through whatever portal you use. So if you use eWebmin or Gig Builder, we obviously have been using for the last year and a half DJ Event Planner. And we do a good job of once they come in, you know, through our contact page, which you're welcome to see at bundjcompany.com. And now that we have three different offices, each office gets their own leads, mm-hmm. and they kind of do with them as they see fit. But the ones that come to the Raleigh office come to me and I respond to them. And then as it kind of goes through the sales process of me sending them pricing and going back and forth, you know, I can change their status from hot lead to active lead to, you know, I sent the lead to the DJ or however.
Right.
But after a month of kind of, there's a lot of automation in there with maybe two or three emails going out to them over a 30-40 day span and getting nothing, then it automatically switches to a not booked status.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of the DJ Event Planner is that I can actually export all of those not booked leads, because they're still a lead. And quite frankly, they're still going to book a DJ, and maybe it wasn't you, or maybe your price scared them off or something like that.
Right.
But I've often done these direct mail pieces, or even put them in our, make sure they're getting the e-newsletter, or there's other ways to market to these people that are in this never booked status to try and kind of resurrect them. And we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You can even once you export that list, and there's, you know, different factors you can export. So I would probably export their first and last name, their email address, and then most importantly, probably their wedding date.
Right.
And you can actually sit there and sort it by date and go, okay, wait a minute, I'm seeing a lot of Fridays and Sundays here. Well, we're kind of booked all the Saturdays. what if we, you know, what if we pinged all these people and asked them, hey, you know, I'm sorry, we didn't notice that you were getting married on a Friday or a Sunday. We actually offer $250 off on those days. Mm-hmm. Would that, you know, interest you any better? Would you like to come in and sit with one of our DJs and sit through a consultation? And we've rallied up people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what was thought to be a dead lead, again, they didn't contact you for their health. They contacted you because they're having a party and they need you. Just kind of probably sticker shocked them right off the bat. And we're just as guilty as the next person.
Oh, for sure.
But there's a way to rally those leads, I think.
I would agree. We've actually done a similar thing with our DJ event planner, especially when you get the late summer, you're getting a lot of sniffing around for 2000 next year events.
Yep.
And you get into October and you're like, wow, whatever, you know, gosh, from August to September, every day there were three or four inquiries. What's going on?
Yep.
Boy, you start following up with in September and October. It really makes a huge, huge difference because you'll find a lot of people are like, hey, thanks for getting in touch with us. We were excited and then we kind of drifted off. But boy, we need to get this book. Can we set up an appointment?
Right.
Why, sure. Good tip. Very good tip.
And I think it's easy to do. Again, you know, you don't have to break the bank to rally up those leads, whether you send a card or it could be a letter in an envelope, or it could be it could be a mass email.
It really could.
When you mass email, by the way, people, just real quickly on that, if you mass email a group of people, send it to yourself and then blind carbon copy the group. Okay. That way that everybody can't see.
That's a good point.
I get stuck in these emails sometimes and I'm like, man, I'll pick up all kinds of email addresses. I'm like, wait, I see a CEO or two in this list. Like, I need his.
Yep.
All right. So that's three things. And without being, you know, Captain Obvious here, I would say your number four can be social media. And again, John could keep me on here for a 12-hour run and I could talk about it and every different avenue and channel and variety and what I post and what I don't post. But the reality of it is that your clients, that demographic that you really want to have, especially for weddings, are heavily involved in social media. And again, I sit here and directly monetize what we post on Instagram or directly trace money from Instagram posts that we made this past weekend? No, but I know that they're getting likes and I know that they're getting seen. Of course, you know, in our profile, we usually have the link back to our website unless we're promoting something differently, like a Prince mix or something like that.
Right.
But it...
Which was pretty awesome, by the way.
It was. Randy killed that mix.
You guys, if you didn't get a chance to hear that, Joe, we'll have to find that link and put it in the description because he did.
Sure.
He did an awesome job. He's done some good mixes, but...
Yeah, that was kind of one of it. That was the pinnacle.
Yeah, that was sweet.
And so, you know, so it's... It's just important. And again, and I touched on this briefly in the video, and even now, I just feel like we get the most traction right now off of Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a newbie myself to Snapchat. I mean, I really ironically got into it heavily in Las Vegas at the Mobile Beach show. I went to Hakkasan. I went to see Calvin Harris, and I was standing up on this kind of back of a, I don't remember, like a back of a bar, what do you call it? A booth, they had a platform on the back. And I looked around when he came out, mm-hmm. and I promise you that not one person had the camera app open. Every single one of them was on Snapchat. I happened to look around and I was like, oh man, I'm the old guy in the room. Like, I've got to get with the program. And I was the old guy in the room, but I needed to open my eyes to that generation, which is, again, you know, I love the 25 to 35 year old brides. That's, mm-hmm. that's my clientele. That's my ideal person.
For sure. Yeah. You mentioned Instagram and I was just checking because we use Instagram, but not as heavily as we probably should. And one of the things I post quite a bit is when a new album comes in, because I've been buying vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been, you know, posting that and some of those, go crazy. The likes and heart, you know, it's interesting how the world has changed and interaction has changed.
There's no doubt about it, man. It's just a part of business now. And again, it's not expensive marketing. It's a little bit of a time suck.
Yeah.
But I give some good tips about what to post and what not to post in the DVD. Again, it's at djjoebun.com, which is my personal site, versus the company site is bundjcompany.com. So djjoebun.com if you want to see a little bit more about it. But anyway, so again, I can't stress enough. I think one of the things that I said in Las Vegas was, especially for people that were overwhelmed, if you will, which it's easy to get overwhelmed in the social media world, especially if you're kind of starting from new, especially if you're older, myself included. I mean, I'm 44, is to find one and be really good at it, you know, to start with. You know, I try and kind of space my time between Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook. Like Mike Walter is like the master of Facebook. I mean, he gets major interaction, good and bad.
Yeah. Wait a second. I would say his posts are good and bad. Some of them are not so family friendly. And
but he's great at that. You know what I mean? So it just depends. Pick one and be really good at it and then kind of go from there. And I think you'll find that once you start getting some followers and getting interaction, you'll actually start to like it. If nothing else, I've used my personal Instagram, just Joe Bun, as a diary or a keepsake of photos of really my life and my family and my gigs and things like that. So, you know, I know that at any given time, or Facebook, I know that at any given time I can scroll back and look at, you know, pictures of my kids for the last 8 to 10 years as they grow up. I can look back at, you know, concerts I went to and posted little clips from. I just, I almost use it as like a digital diary. Or really that's how I started, you know, getting into it and then just eventually created business accounts as well. So anyway, that's my 2 cents on social.
Cool. Good stuff. Let's see. We are up to number 5.
Yep. I was about to say, you want me to hit one more for you?
Yeah, we've got one more. And I think our times are almost perfect because I didn't want
to. I got one more in the cannon, and I will say it's exactly what you're watching right now. It's video. I mean, if you go to any, in fact, I was just talking to Casey, who lives in Chicago, and he's been out in California at this social media, Social Examiner's something.
Yep. Social Media Examiner.
Yep. Basically convention, social media convention, Gary V and all these guys that you see all over the different channels were out there. And he basically told me, he said, Joe, you know, everybody's preaching video. Everybody he saw speak, video is the future, video is the way to market. And I have to agree. It's not difficult to produce your own videos anymore. If you have a good camera, decent lighting, and a good microphone, I will say that's an important part of it. And a tripod, you can make excellent videos. And John does a great job of posting them. He makes them. People that write for the magazine make them. You know, Brian Redd has literally made a career off, you know, these videos.
Very much so.
Posting reviews, posting information. It's a teaching platform. It is a bragging platform. It's everything. You know, we get very good response from the videos that just literally are myself and Randy, who's kind of my right-hand man, sitting in front of a wall in my office and riffing on anything from, you know, the top dance songs of the 90s to, you know, the top 10 tips when you're hiring a DJ, and or the top, you know, the top 10 unique processionals or the top 10 unique recessionals. And a lot of that stuff is just, you know, literally just kind of a script that we'll print with a big font, stick it to the tripod and kind of just go back and forth and let each other do little parts and jokes come out of it. And it's just fun. And, you know, and we've gotten anywhere from some of them get 1,000 views, some of them get 10,000 views, depending on the subject matter.
Very much so.
but it's good traction for us. It's good marketing, and it doesn't cost a lot. Even to get a basic camera, you know, you can go to Costco and get everything you need for less than $500.
And even what's that?
Wouldn't you say that? Less than $500?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, even just to start out, I mean, you could. These things have become are so good now. But you made a great point. Is I think my investment would be okay. I've got a good quality phone. I'd probably go and invest in a lapel mic that plugged into it, then that tripod. You mentioned the tripod as one of your top things. And I think there's so many who don't, yes, there's times where I'm walking around and doing a trade show that you're going to have. But if you and I are talking here, and if that video is going like this all the time, and it's just, you know, as I'm trying to hold it, and I've done a couple of those because I've wanted that effect, but it's not. Especially if you're, we're talking to DJs and we're giving educational content to DJs, there's times where you guys will overlook a lot of the flaws. If I've got a client and I'm telling her about making a suggestion on how DJ lighting will help enhance her introductions, she's not going to want to watch me bouncing around and doing all these things.
It makes me car sick when I get this. It's the Blair Witch effect.
It really does. It really is evil and bad. Good stuff, Joe. Good stuff. If people want to give us a little elevator talk of what the DVD is that you just came out with.
Yep, for sure. So again, you know, it's at djjoebun.com. You can already see there's probably four or five testimonials there from DJs across the country. And again, I feel like I'm international now. I'm global now that I've shipped them to the UK and such. But you can see testimonials of people that really have believed that it's helped their business. I go into everything that I've done and in the last 30 years of being in this business. Again, everything from my old school direct mailing pieces and the things that I use, all the way up through my digital marketing and my the website, my videos, how we produce them, where I got the ideas. And I'm talking about my more professional ones where I do use, you know, cinematographers and hire extras and actors and things like that. I talk about my social media and what I do and don't post. A lot of the apps that I use to create, you know, laying in my logo or
nice,
so on and so forth. But it's moving so rapidly that I know that I'm probably 6 months away from part two. You know, just in the past few weeks, we've started doing these geo filters on Snapchat for all of our weddings, so that when the guests get there and they start doing these snaps and they swipe over to the left, that one of those first four or five geo filters, which you can now create and pay for your own, say, you know, Bun DJ Company in the house, Chris and Susie's wedding, 4/29/16. Like, and people go nuts over that, you know. Cool. And all it cost me was $5 and to be able to geographically pinpoint exactly where I'm going to be that night. So, you know, little things like that didn't even make the DVD because I did it 2 months ago. But here they are, you know, now we need to talk about it.
Yeah, so that's something, how technology just goes crazy so quickly.
Yeah.
We could probably do a show on that almost every month, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. And
remember what we said last month? It's all gone now.
Yeah, right. Forget everything I said.
Yeah, we'll start over again. Great stuff. The link, gang, is in the description below, so you can go down there and click on that and check out the DVD and things. Joe's got a great price on it for a training tool that's going to help you. I've heard people, I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but yeah, I've talked to some people who have it, and they've been really, really impressed with it. And he you know, the Southern accent doesn't come through too terribly bad, so he didn't have to translate.
People snap me all the time, and they're like, I'm watching this DVD, and my wife and I are rolling over your accent, and I'm like, I don't hear anything. I hear no accent.
It isn't too. Now, if we go a little bit farther south than more west, then you definitely.
Let me get my dad in here, the real Joe Bun, the Joe Bun Senior. He's a real redneck.
He's got the great stuff. Joe, thank you very much for joining us tonight. For those of you watching, we are going to break, and we're going to shut this feed down, and we're going to be starting one more feed. We're going to do about another 10 minutes because they've got a couple of things MJ and I are going to talk to you guys about, and we'll be back. Again, you'll have to go to either Facebook or somewhere to find that second one, because it's going to be starting new video chats. Joe, once again, thank you very much, and we will catch you later, my friend.
Thanks, John.
The PV Dark Manor Series power enclosures deliver best-in-class performance with custom settings for specific environments. The Dark Matter enclosures produce crystal-clear, professional audio. PV Electronics, perfection in music and audio. Quality Kids Entertainment is sought after by parents and daycare centers everywhere. Bubble parties can easily be added to your existing services as a wonderful and unique event. Mention you saw this ad and get 10% off our special offer if you sign up before April 30th. So contact Bubble Parties today before this offer gets away. DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool. The LD Systems Curve 500 is the world's first truly portable array system. With 2,400 watts of peak power and a 120-degree array, the Curve 500 is the ideal solution for DJs who care about their sound and presentation. Learn how to make money while you sleep with automated email marketing for your event or business. Get access to the training for free by going to profit911.biz/DJN. Profit 911. More customers, more cash, less stress.